Good. I have zero.
Welcome, welcome back, guys.
What's going on, y'all?
It's been a hot second since we even did one of these. Our bat.
It's been a month.
Has it?
It's been a month.
It's been a month, guys.
Last time we were talking about Minecraft.
It's true.
So...
Wow, when's the last time
you
played that?
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, I'm sad. I really enjoyed playing that. I was building a lot of stuff. But Minecraft solo is not that much fun.
As you guys can see, we have a dog in the room.
Tucker's hanging out with
Tucker's
us.
Tucker's a dog.
He's hanging out with us this episode.
Being a little bit of leg rest.
Because we're dogs and him. So he's gonna be in the podcast as well.
We're dog sitting?
Why am I supposed to be dog sitting?
Oh, dog sitting.
Yeah.
We're the dogs in him.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, we the dogs.
So, what has everyone been up to the last month?
Oh, dude. I did a lot of stuff. I think I beat Persona 3 for the first time. In this last month, and I also am at the end of Katone's run. I beat Nyx, and I'm living on March 3rd, so I'm about to finish that. So two playthroughs of Persona 3. It is a very excellent game.
Of course, Persona 3.
That's all I
can vouch for him. It's a very, very, very fun game.
He's been playing it.
I dropped about 100 hours in 2 weeks.
Damn.
Yeah,
I have to say, damn.
My first playthrough took about like 85 hours and
I'm 72.
Right now with Katone is like I'm still say like I'm doing new game plus, so it's like 160 hours played. So around about the same amount of hours. But I've been like getting everyone's best weapon and best armor and doing the compendium as much as I can, and I'm at 99%. I only need one more persona, but if I want that, I'm going to have to do another run, because I didn't max out every social link. I didn't even know that existed until I looked it up, because I was like, oh, I'm missing one persona. Which is this one? And it's that one. So.
So if he wants the platinum, he has to speedrun a third playthrough.
But I'm kind of Persona 3 Burnout. It's a great game, but I don't think I'm ready for another... third playthrough. I think I need to give myself time for that. Besides, I want to play Persona 4 Arena Ultimax. That has a story.
How many hours do you have in Persona 3 in total?
Like 170 or so.
Yeah, I can see the burnout. I can see how you can be burnt out.
It's been fun as fuck, but yeah. There's a lot of hours played in a short amount of time.
We need a refresher.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about playing other games. Might finally play Shin Megami Tensei 3.
Cheers to that.
Oh,
I'm
thinking about getting Resident Evil 4 remake because I've heard good things.
Cheers to that.
I've been thinking the same thing. If you get it, let me know.
Will do. I might. I don't think this paycheck though. Maybe next time. We'll see though.
I have to pass. I have too many things I'm playing right now.
Like 2K.
Like Persona 4.
Like 2K.
And 2K.
Do you still play 2K?
Yeah. I've been playing with Sam and Devin.
How's Hanky?
Devin?
Mm-hmm.
Good. I was balling with him today, too. He was a boss ball with us.
That's cool.
Balling out.
I made a friend at work. He came to ball today and brought his friend. They both play 2K, so now we're going to run fives, bro.
That's good news in the world of Jackson and 2K.
That's right.
That is good news.
I'm finally having teammates. I'm finally having some fun.
That's fantastic.
This is his JRPG adventure, and they're his
party members. That's right. Isn't that right, Tucker?
He's like, I just want a belly scratch.
Scratching with my toes, boy.
Oh. So, yeah, that's what I've been up to and working, of course, making money. Finally, got my car back working. Basically, my car was fucked, and there was like a basically my car had like just the computers in it just went haywire and it stopped working, and I didn't drive it for like a month because we didn't know what was wrong with it, and we had to wait for someone to like get it there, and but we didn't want to tow it, so luckily my dad got it starting and drove it to the place. Anyway, there was like a crack in the headlight, and through like all the rain in car wash, like all the water seeped into the crack and like fried all the electrical stuff in the headlights. It was making all the computers bug out, so they had to like take the whole front hood off and put in like a whole new headlight system. Yeah, that shit was like $2,100, which is yep. So I'm in debt severely. But it's okay, we pay it off. We pay off our debt. So yeah,
yes we
cool.
do. Yes we do.
So I'm glad to have my car back. I forgot how much I missed it. And yeah, it's been great. We're gonna take my car down to Vegas.
You ever thought about trying sideburns? Did your hair even grow down there?
What do you mean?
Your hair grow past this line.
I mean, yeah, it's just the haircut. She asked if I wanted it cut like that, and I was like, sure, why not? Just try it.
So you ever tried sideburns?
I don't really like them.
Okay, I just wonder.
But you wear, yeah, you
I mean, he's got chops.
Thanks, I guess. okay.
But he mentioned something about us taking his car to Vegas. Why are we doing that, guys?
I don't know.
Noel Miller!
I'm trying to segue into this segment here. Noel Miller, we're going to see Noel Miller live.
Oh.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You a little depressed after that sideburn thing?
That was just, like, so random.
I was just looking at your hair, and I just thought about it.
I heard you guys whispering about something. Okay, anyway. What were we talking about?
We're going to see Noel Miller. I think we talked about it in the episode that we bought them on.
Yeah, but it's creeping up ever so slightly. It's in 2 weeks, which is
one day.
Crazy.
I mean, it's in a week and 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 2 weeks from today.
I low-key just kind of be forgetting about it sometimes, and then when I'm reminded that, like, it's actually coming, like, it just gets closer and closer. I'm like, oh, shit, we're actually doing this.
I'm treating it like a persona moment. I have 2 weeks, 14 days till the deadline. I must prepare.
Prepare for the deadline, yes. We must mentally prepare to see Noel Miller in the flesh.
And physically. I need to be as good looking as possible when I get up on stage with Noel
yes,
and start
of course.
Telling jokes.
Start rapping.
And start rapping with him.
I don't know how like often he like brings people up on stage or like talks with the audience, so I don't know if he'll even do that, but if he does, like, that would be cool.
Yeah, I'm
like,
hey, I hope they sing Stinky Money.
Stinky Money? What's that, dude?
You don't know what Stinky Money is?
Is that like a Noel Miller song he made?
We're going to a Noel Miller show, dude. You don't know that he raps with Cody? Like, that's what we're going to go see, right?
Tiny Meat Gang? No.
Yeah.
It's just a Noel Miller comedy show. We've been on this, son.
It's not a concert?
No. What did you think it was?
A concert.
This is a bit right now. Are you serious?
So there's no, they're not going to do Stinky Money, then?
I don't think that's part of Noel's comedy routine. It's stand-up.
Stand-up.
Okay, this is bad. Yeah, that was pretty convincing, dude. Well, I'm excited for that, man.
Yeah.
It's gonna be sick.
It's kind of our last trip all together. So, I'm gonna record a ton of videos. Try to make a little video out of it. Put it on the channel, just for fun. Funsies. It's going to be a whole weekend event.
Sam needs to pay me back still.
He is does. He the only one that hasn't paid?
Yep. And he's the richest one.
Yeah, that fucking kid.
What are we going to do with that kid?
What are we going to do with that kid, huh?
That kid.
I think it's cool that it's like all four of us.
Ew, dude.
Ruining the podcast with your nasty ass burps.
I can't help it, man.
This DDP is messing me up.
Right?
It's a Jerry, bodily function.
Jerry, how are we looking back?
Don't shame me.
I'm not shaming. Not shaming.
Just stop.
Oh, we got like 20 minutes.
But you can see the light's still on, so we're recording. Isn't that right, Jerry? He's
what like, are we at? Like 20?
We're at 10 minutes in.
10 minutes in. Oh,
it's 10 minutes.
Yeah, nice.
Wow, this is going really slow.
Why are you licking my knees, bud?
I'm excited. Jackson has stuff to talk about, and we haven't been here, So it's just all fun to talk. I have a lot of gigs, so we could shoot like a longer episode.
Bet. Talking point time or what?
I mean, unless you guys...
Okay, else what we're going to do. Talking point time, jump into deep time.
What? Jump into deep? Mm. Are we getting deep and personal in this episode again?
Yeah. That's what I'm feeling, so... Let's jump into...
Okay.
All right, then. I'm down. Look how high my socks are.
Look how high my socks are.
They're down to the foo.
Oh, his is very high.
Damn!
He is very down.
Downtown.
He's very down.
Okay, I have something for these songs. First of all, apparently John Cena has been casted in the Barbie.
That's sick. I'm excited for that movie. That's awesome.
Very cool.
I think he's a good actor now. Like
I've heard his Peacemaker stuff is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what Barbie stuff he did in Fred. Is it a kids movie?
I mean, from the commercials, it doesn't really look that way, but like.
I don't know.
Because I think
13.
Because like I think Barbie is gonna go to the real world. Like I think that's gonna be part of the plot.
I don't know. I've heard things like,
bless me.
Things that would not be in a kid movie about that movie.
Really? Like what?
You guys are so cute. Together.
Okay, but what?
Like what?
Like it said like. Barbie deals with the existentialism of being perfect all the time. That
maybe you can do that in a kid way.
Maybe it can get deep. I don't know. I'm excited for it, though.
It can be that deep. It can be that deep, but on the surface.
I like Margot Robbie. Mm-hmm. Ryan Gosling.
Especially him.
Will Ferrell's in it.
He is?
Yeah, he's like in the real world. He's like a corporate boss.
Dude, just like in the Lego movie.
I think it's the same character. I think the universes are connected that way.
Oh, that's sick. Because they are toys coming to life, just like Legos that came to life. But they're not actually alive. Anyways, nice talking point, y'all.
That was a good talking point.
What about Donald Trump facing 34 felony counts and 136-year max sentence?
Bro.
That would be pretty funny.
He's been out of the office for 3 years, and they still trying to take him down.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think he is getting put away.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't really like heard or read up much about this, so I don't really know. I've just seen that, like something about 34 felonies or charges or something.
What for?
The indictment file against Donald Trump was finally unsealed Tuesday, charging the ex-president with a stunning 34 felony counts tied to falsifying business records. Claiming he orchestrated a scheme to influence the 2016 presidential election and continued to break the law after taking office. He pleaded not guilty in court to charges brought by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg in Manhattan Supreme Court, marking the first time a current or former U.S. president has been indicted and arraigned for a crime. If convicted, Trump is likely to face far less than 136-year maximum sentence. So it's just falsifying business records, I guess.
136 years. Or what if someone were to theoretically like live that old? Like, no one's lived that old before, but like, if they did, would they be let out?
Yeah,
they would be. It's their sentence. It's over, bro. But I mean, that's funny. You have to be like born and then put in prison for 136 years. You think Trump's gonna live 136 years? He's 76 years old.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Never mind, then. That was stupid. It was just a funny thought.
You have to live to like 300 for that to like.
Yeah. 300. He's like 100 years old. Donald Trump is 130 years old. At 170 years, you get 300 years later.
Anyways, YouTuber Tanner Cook was making a prank video in the Virginia Mall and was shot by the person he was pranking.
I think I heard something about that. Damn, that's...
He got shot. Didn't he die?
I don't know. Didn't he die? Shooter said fuck around and find out. You should know better than to not be doing that cornball shit in Virginia.
Did someone call it that?
Yeah. See, I don't know if he died or not. Nobody's talking about it. But...
So maybe he just got injured.
Dude.
Wounded.
Yeah, don't fuck around with some people.
In Virginia.
In Virginia specifically.
Virginia. Yeah.
Poor guy.
Oh, apparently Shrek 5 is officially in the works, and the original voice actors are coming to return.
What the hell?
And that was posted by Regal, how, though? Which like, is a massive movie theater company, so...
I'm curious, because Shrek 4 was so ass.
What are they going to do?
Yeah, what did you guys see that one? That one was...
Yeah,
I've seen them all. But, dude, think about it. They just fucking hit with the Puss in Boots movie.
Yeah.
What can they do with this one?
That's like if the same... production team and writers are, that made Puss in Boots make Shrek 5.
It's still DreamWorks.
I wonder, like, what has to be going on for you to say that the movie's officially in production?
Recording, animating,
writing, or
yeah,
writing. Probably when they have like the full script and they're like actively like animating,
actively getting on it. Okay, probably. That's cool though.
Which means it should be out within like the next 2 years.
Yeah.
We might see like a 2025 release of Shrek 5.
I'm still alive by then, dude.
Whoa! Dude, speaking of death.
Wow, that was really dark, dude.
Speaking of death, 5 men were arrested for human sacrifices at an Indian temple. They beheaded their victims.
Oh my god. And what?
In an Indian temple.
Like Indonesian? Or like Native American?
India?
India?
Damn.
Like, brown man? What?
I don't know.
Like brown man or red man?
Brown man or red man?
That's racist.
That's not racist. That's just a description.
Which could also
I'm
be
pretty sure
racist, but okay.
The red ones, that's racist. I think that's racist. Is it, guys? Put it in the comments below.
Oh, is it? Oh my god. What is that?
I don't know. It's in the comments.
They're more racist than I am, dude.
I know. It's Twitter.
Twitter.
This man fell in love with an AI chatbot, and she ended up rejecting him.
Damn, sounds like
me. How's she getting rejected by an AI?
By a chat.
By a chat.
That must be really sad for you. I'm sorry.
It's just like that movie, Her, with Joaquin Phoenix.
I haven't seen that one, but I've heard good
things. I haven't seen that either.
Then what? But I know the whole story synopsis.
I know what it's about, yeah.
Okay. Remember Detroit Become Human?
Yeah.
That was a
good game.
Good game for its time.
Connor was the only part worth playing.
Yeah. I thought they were all cool.
I like... Carl was hot.
I liked the whole experience. I thought it was all fun.
I loved Mr. Krabs being...
Hank. I know. That's funny.
Did you
kill Hank?
No.
Me neither.
I only, I already told Caden about this, but apparently Sony is developing a new handheld system.
Dude, I'm gonna buy it.
It looks like a PS5 controller with an 8-inch LCD touchscreen in the middle. So it's like...
PSP2, dude!
Yeah, that's what I said.
PSP2!
Oh my god, I'm buying it when it comes out, dude.
I hope
I
it
probably will
like,
too,
makes
it.
I played the shit out of the PSP!
If they have, like, a good lineup of games and what's compatible with it, you know? Like,
yeah,
maybe there is, like, a digital store where you can buy PSP games, or
I could PS play, Vita like, games. I could play Peace Walk. I could play, Portable Ops. Middle Gear.
that were the case, I could get that. You can play Persona 2 and 1, finally.
You could play Persona 3.
I could. I could do that if I wanted to get that OG Persona 3 portable experience. Yeah, I
could play Persona 2. I could do it.
Yeah, I see it learning it.
Yeah, that's why. Tucker biting my foot.
Persona 1 and 2, they don't have like any of the like social link elements. Like they're like strictly story based. Like
good.
Good. I hate the life sim part.
I hate the life sim Persona. Easily like the best thing they added.
Okay, so I have a few more. So Minecraft movie is coming out April 4th, 2025. And the lead actor is Jason Momoa.
What? Jason Momoa is going to be Steve?
I guess, dude.
What the hell? A Minecraft movie animated by who, dude?
It's animated?
I don't think it's going to be animated. They didn't say animated. It's just a movie.
It's live action with Jason Momoa and Steve.
What if it was like horrifying live action, like blocky characters, and it just looks super disgusting and... Why? Who asked for this? I don't think a Minecraft movie needs to be made, personally.
It doesn't have
much of a plot.
The director of Napoleon Dynamite is directing it.
What the fuck? What is this going to be, a comedy where I have Seth Rogen as Knock?
No. Not Seth Rogen, Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, well, we're going to have Jimmy Fallon as Alex. Minecraft backshot scene.
Excuse me, son.
We also have James Gunn talks about potential Marvel DC crossover. How would that look?
James Gunn talked about a Marvel X DC crossover?
Yes.
I don't know. Marvel would have to agree to it. Disney would have to agree to it.
DC would have to agree to
it. I'm saying, like, what would it look like if it happened?
Thanos comes back, and then.
They just use they can just use Darkseid.
Darkseid comes back.
He's never left.
Darkseid and Kang team up to take over the multiverse.
Kang comes back, and he releases.
So
it
forces both universes to team up together.
Dr. Manhattan comes back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Dr. Manhattan.
And he spawns Rorschach, and Rorschach's like, "Why did you respawn me? Why am I respawned?"
That's exactly how it goes.
I've never seen Watchmen.
Dude, it's so good.
It is good. He's licking your balls.
Oh.
I have a few others, but they're dated because I was saving them for the other episodes that we never did.
I mean...
Alright, that's okay.
It's been a month, so...
Well, this is only 2 weeks old. One of South Park's recent episodes was written by ChatGPT.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Did it air?
Yeah.
That's funny.
It's pretty crazy. We need to watch it.
Yeah. I'm curious. ChatGPT wrote the script?
The whole episode or just parts of it?
Said the whole episode.
Wow. That's incredible. That's just honestly incredible. They really are living in the future.
They really are. ChatGPT is the future.
It is the future of all and things that are known.
So ChatGPT, massive ass.
And dude, it's only the first of its kind.
Yep.
That's crazy.
There's gonna be shit in the future that makes ChatGPT look like a baby's toy.
Mm-hmm.
You have to play with your hands? That's like a baby's toy.
Back to the Future 2 reference.
So in MGS3.
Okay.
When you're fighting the end and you try to save the game and like turn it off, in game Snake goes to sleep, right? That's how they explain you just going away. Like they just explain that as when you're gone, he's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So if you turn the console off and save and everything when you're fighting the end, when you wake up, he'll snipe you because he's like, never fall asleep on the battlefield, or because he's like an old World War II veteran.
That's a nice little touch.
He wakes up and then just gets sniped immediately.
Damn, I didn't know that. That's kind of dark.
Oh, it's tranquilizer bullets.
So you don't die.
No. You spawn in jail, though.
Spawn in jail.
You do. You have to break out of jail again.
MGS? Have you ever played MGS?
I bet he has. He's the kind that would. Look at him. He's so silly.
Look at him. He's so silly.
Who's your favorite one?
Easily me and Lone.
Yeah, because you've licked your knees.
So, any more talking points, or was that all of them?
Yeah, I know.
Did we brush over them so quickly?
We did. Damn. Oh. So, well, it's time to get deep with the deep.
Love the deep.
Before we get to that, did you guys want to talk about, since it's been, I mean, I recap them what I've been doing for the past month. You guys want to recap?
It's been a terrible time.
Oh,
I've had really bad times.
Oh no.
I probably shouldn't get into it. So you want to get deep?
Last
you
weekend,
don't.
We didn't film an episode. Well, we were going to. Say Caden and Alex, they didn't.
Yep.
I was gone. That's, I was true. In the Las Vegas, Nevada with Sam, the guy we don't like.
Oh! Wait, you hang out with him still?
Oh, because he brought me to Vegas.
I only went with him because he offered me to go to Vegas with him.
No, I drove. So, I took him to Vegas.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the mall, and I got this fit. I got these new shorts and this new top.
Osaka, Tokyo.
Osaka. And,
Tucker, sit down.
I got my feet
Tucker,
eaten. I got my feet down. Licked and bit by fish.
Okay.
I went to Sky Zone and I played basketball on the bouncy court.
Nice.
Sounds like a fun time.
And I went to Seattle. And
what
I did
the
an escape room.
You went to Seattle?
Yeah.
How?
I sent you guys a video.
You
saw
flew?
The Space Needle.
You flew?
You didn't see the Space Needle?
No.
Oh, I'll show you later.
You flew to
Butterfly Seattle. We did an escape room, the Blair Witch escape room.
Of course I didn't fly to Seattle.
Why? He just said he flew to Seattle.
Because when we were over by the escape room, we were right underneath the Space Needle replica.
Stratosphere.
And I sent a video and I was like, guys, we are now in Seattle on iCarly Street. We also visited the World Showed Center.
The World Showed Center.
Yeah. Nice. You know, like
the World Showed Center.
You know,
is
the
that a real
building
place,
in Vegas? Like, it's like the World's Market Center.
The triangle?
The big building.
Yeah, the pyramid?
No, that's the pyramid.
That's the pyramid. That's the hotel, right?
The
I'm
World
talking
Trade
like
Center?
No, it's the big, it's the World Market Center. You drive past it on the freeway.
What does it look like?
A massive ass building. Like, it's wide as fuck. It's like a square.
I don't go to Vegas, so I don't know.
I sent a video, and I called it the Rome Coliseum, but it's, we were calling it the World Showed Center.
Nice.
Okay.
And we saw Creed 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, I haven't seen any of those.
Neither have I. You said you know Rocky movies.
I need to see the Rocky movies, because that sounds sick.
I haven't seen any of the Rambo movies. I mean, Rocky movies.
I've seen the
movies.
Third or fourth one.
I've never seen Rocky or Rambo or Creed or any Watchmen movies.
Or
Creed is good.
Watchmen good.
Okay.
But yeah, Vegas was a ton of fun.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
And
yeah,
I'm excited to go again.
When?
Hello.
In 2 weeks today.
Fake friend.
Me?
You forgot about Noelle Miller.
You're
like, why are you excited to go to Vegas? Again.
Yeah. Why are you excited to go to Vegas? Wait, when are we going?
Wait, when? When?
In a year and 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah. That's so far away.
About 2 weeks.
That's still far away. That's far away still. It is far away still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did I talk about the cruise yet?
No.
No, dude. Tell us about the cruise.
Dude. I went on a cruise to Mexico. It was pretty cool.
His home country.
Yep. Where my ancestors hail from. Mexico.
So, yep. Fun spring break?
Yeah. I went to Mazatlan, Puerto Vallarta, and Cabo.
Cabo. Oh, that's
Cabo.
Cool. Was the cruise ship nice?
Oh, yeah, dude. It was huge. There were elevators on the cruise ship.
Did it, like, okay, did it feel like you were just, like, in one massive hotel building the whole time? And then, like, when you'd see the ocean, you'd just be like, holy shit, I'm actually on the ocean, bro.
Kind of.
Or you just kind of always had that thought in your head, like, oh, I'm on the ocean right now.
Yeah, plus, you could always feel the boat, like, rocking a little bit.
Mm. Interesting.
Oh, I'm so excited for my cruise, dude.
It's so cool, so dude. It's awesome.
It sounds like ours is gonna have, like, when we go on it, it's gonna have, like, 3,000 people on that cruise. So, yeah, it's gonna be a big-ass ship. I've never seen
ours
a
had 8, big 000. Ship.
Yours had 8,000?
I don't know.
It's like, damn, that's a big cruise.
Yeah, mine had, like, 13,000. It was the Titanic.
Oh.
But my grandparents have been on this cruise before, and they said there's, like, a stand where you can go and get a hamburger whenever you want. And, like, you just, there's so many different, like, food stands around. I'm excited. It's going to be so fun.
Nice.
You know, I'm going to totally have fun on my cruise one day.
That's okay. We'll go on a cruise to the Mississippi River.
There's probably none.
Dude, you could probably ride, like, a big steamboat, but that's it.
Yeah. We'll go on a cruise to Antarctica and Alaska. Yeah, we're going on a cruise to Alaska.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll do it again.
I'm sus.
No, I'm on the one with you.
Oh,
surprise! Tickets for him and Sam and Logan and Tucker.
And Tucker.
Tucker, you're going on a cruise, Tucker!
Yay!
Tucker! Yeah, look how excited he is.
We have to get him a dog sitter. He has to go someplace. I can't remember.
We have to,
he has to go upstate.
Put the dog down.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we leave on our trip. That's actually our excuse to put the dog down. Sorry, Tucker. We're going on a long trip. We can't take care of you.
Shoot him.
Take him out of the back and pop a cap in his head.
Shoot him. That'd be so sad, dude.
I'm just kidding. I would never do that to Tucker. That was a bit, guys.
Dude, you just gotta do the lethal dose, not the bullet.
Just execute Tucker, dude. He wouldn't have any clue. He wouldn't have no clue.
Yeah, you could be pointing at him right now and
he would
not
even
know.
Know at all. He would know no difference between this and a gun.
He'd want you to, like, run with it. That's what he'd hope, be hoping for.
And then you just end
it. He's my buddy.
Just blow his brain matter on the concrete, dude.
He's my buddy, huh? Aren't you?
You're fucked up, Caden.
That was a bit.
That was a bit.
We were playing a lot.
It was kind of fun.
It was funny.
You guys ever just be chilling in life, then you get the smell that rushes through your nose, and then immediately, boom, memories that you forgot you had pop up surrounding that smell.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wrote a paper on that yesterday.
Oh,
it's interesting. It's interesting. It is your your sense of smell and your memory are the closest connected out of all your senses.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Yeah, that happens.
So, like, we're just prone to, like, when we smell something, like, we'll just instantly get memories of something?
Yeah.
And memories are cool, too, because it's, like, memories are just, like, electricity on a circuit board, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's just synapses in your brain that light up
fire
in the
off.
Same way they did that
and they,
before.
Yeah, and
that's
they,
a memory. And, it, like, that's a...
It shoots between two neurons.
Yeah.
And the more they shoot together, the, like, the... closer the connection, so they're like stronger, so you'll remember it a ton more. But the less you do it, the less you think about it, the less it fires, so it gets weakened and sometimes can just disappear.
Yeah.
That's how you lose memory.
Damn.
That's how your brain works.
Yeah. That's why when you like
cool.
want to like learn stuff, that. You like look over it a bunch of times because you got to keep that firing back
firing
and forth.
It back and
so they get really strong and then you can just remember.
Brain's cool, yeah.
Brain
dude,
is
the
cool.
Brain is like the coolest fucking thing in your whole body. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah, what, Tucker?
So, you and Carson got pretty close on that cruise?
Yeah, dude. I didn't even know he was on that cruise.
Ew. I just remember, like, Logan telling us that you guys were on the same cruise. Like, when
yeah.
we went over one weekend.
We hung out pretty much every day on that cruise.
That's cool.
It was a pretty sweet.
Did the boat like feel like actually like big? Did it feel like you were far from things?
Yeah.
Really?
If you were on the opposite end of the boat, you had to go on a walk to get to the other end.
Oof. That's crazy. Did it feel crazy that like you'd walk so long and just like still be on this just boat in a different area?
You get used to the size of it after a while. It doesn't feel so crazy.
Was that like... That wasn't your first cruise, was it? How many cruises have you been on?
This was just my second one.
When was your first one?
I think it was 15.
Damn. I'm gonna blow my nose real quick. And then we can get...
I already have a deep question.
Deep!
I already have a deep question.
Hey, you little tucky, 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 tucky.
Take a seat. Guys, for audio listeners, we're singing Kentucky Fried Chicken while petting Tucker.
The dog.
The dog on my lap.
He is petting Tucker the dog.
Yes.
And Caden is blowing his nose and pissing.
And pissing, if you can't already hear it. Let's get quiet. Audio listeners, do you hear the piss?
I hope you heard the piss dribbling. Dribbling out of his little flaccid dick.
Caden's never going to know what we said about him unless he watches the podcast at that specific moment. Better check the timestamp to see where it was.
Yep.
Run it back, Turbo.
Grab Tucker's tail hard, squeeze it, and swing him around.
Okay, stop. Hey, stop bullying Tucker.
Let's hate you, Tucker! I hate you! I'm gonna fucking kill you! Oh, Tucker, I fucking hate you! I'm gonna fucking destroy you!
He doesn't know the difference between hate and love.
Because I love
him. If anything, hate could mean good things for him.
See, but he's getting pets, so no matter what I say, he's gonna love it.
You're a dick! You're a dick!
No, don't listen to him, Tucker.
See, he doesn't know.
Dude, dicks are good things.
Yeah, they bring pleasure to women.
And life. So, deep question.
Yeah,
number one.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it, Tucker, come on.
You don't have to tell me why you were here, or what was going on to put you here.
Oh, no.
Is this but for where? All of us? Yes.
Okay.
Where in life were you at your lowest of points ever?
Oh, I gotta think about, like, specifics, bro. Do you know?
Me, personally?
I know.
Yeah, probably.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I think I have a general area as well.
Okay, so when was it? You don't have to tell me why or anything, just...
Oh,
unless you want to tell me why.
I'm cool to open up, I don't care.
Yeah, I'll open up, I guess.
I mean, you wanted to get deep and personal?
Go so first, then.
Yeah. I don't really, remember much about it, but, like, I just remember, like, there were a lot of bad nights where I was just getting, like, super deep in my head. And this was, like, during my senior year of high school.
Like, the entire year or specific months?
Oh, Tucker, stop licking me. It was kind of, like, the first, like, 6 or 7 months of high school.
Isn't it, like, the entirety of the year?
I don't know. How long is the school year?
August, September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May. Okay, so it's like 10 months.
Yeah, so 6 out of the 4 months of senior year, that was the dark times, and then...
So more than half the year.
And then, like,
was it the beginning half, latter half, or was it more in the middle?
I don't know. I guess it's kind of just, like, all throughout. Like, consistent.
Like, on and off?
Yeah, I'm just kind of consistent that whole month, that whole 6 month period. And at this time, me and Italia just barely get into a new relationship. And, I thought it was going really well.
Was I home for most of this?
I mean, yeah, you came back in September, and we got together at the end of September.
Okay,
I asked her to homecoming, One Piece, I remember you guys clowning for that. Yeah.
God damn.
So cringe.
It was cool. It was cool.
I can't even say shit.
And then we went to Sadie's. Sadie's was really fun. And then, just like, I feel like when I was really in that dark spot, that kind of like also tainted our relationship, because like I just would lose interest so fast, or like not want to like be with her anymore. Like, I was just like so in my head, and I was just not enjoying it. And so, like March came around, and I was starting to do better, and then I also just kept feeling those feelings, and that's why we eventually broke up in May. I called it off. But after May, things have been on the uprise. We just mad chilling now. After graduation that June, played Minecraft and then went to Phoenix. After Phoenix, I've just been chilling since then. But like before that, I was at a very, 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 very dark low. Let's just say I crawled my way out of it. So that was mine.
Wonderful. Thank you for sharing.
Of course. That is a little bit of a Caden Dark Lord for you. Dark Lord drop. You guys willing to share, or you don't feel comfortable?
I'm ready for Alex to share.
All right.
So when was this?
This was when, I think it's a little obvious. When me and...
I want you to tell me.
Yeah, when me and JC broke up.
What was that, May, June?
I don't know.
Of 2020?
May.
Yeah.
What year in high school is that?
We were sophomores. It was a COVID.
I feel like I'm still so out of the dark. Like, I have only really heard that, like, Alex was going through a hard time. Like, after they broke
I was
up,
there.
But I don't really
for
remember
a bit
much
of it.
You went with me to Popeye's.
Yeah, we went to Popeye's, but, like, I don't recollect you, like, ever talking about that. Like, what it was like for you. Like, you would do, like, in the Popeye's drive-thru, you would, like, drop little subtle hints. I'd be like, yeah, stuff is bad or something. I'm like, okay, dude, but you never told me anything. So I'm so in the dark.
Yeah, things were hard.
I only know what I saw. I was there for a bit of it.
Things were pretty rough.
Yeah. I got one specific memory.
What is it?
From that time.
Like, I'm just curious about this.
I remember we watched Prison School at your house one day. And I just came over and we watched that all day. And you were still kind of going, well, you were, like, writing it. And I think I was, like, talking to JC for you, like, helping you out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much you want me to, like, open about this. I'm not opening it up about this because it's your business.
What do you mean?
I'm just thinking about the things I remember from that time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know what else I can open up about. It was just really hard for a very long time, dude.
How long did it last?
Like, well into my relationship with Tristan.
How long were you at your lowest low?
My lowest low?
Yeah, because, like, there's a point where you start slowly climbing out, and it's not as bad as it, like, was at your lowest low. So where did that end?
I would say, like, 3 months, 4 months after the initial
around
breakup.
The start of school then?
Maybe 5. I was there for
a
long time.
School. I see.
What, was that junior year?
Yeah.
think so. Things are way better, though, dude.
It's good. I figured.
Way better.
I'd hope so.
It's just distant memory now. This is a thing that happened.
As it should be. Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah, go on. It's time to open up, Sonny.
Well, I don't want to open up too much on camera.
You were the one that said, okay.
I will share anything, but there's a line to something.
You brought it up, man.
No, I was curious about you guys.
Oh. And I, so we just, like, on. Get to...
I had to kick it off.
We just get to emotions dump and then
no, I'm don't. Gonna I'm gonna tell you, like, when it was.
Okay, bruh.
You probably know when it was. You probably give me a good guess and you'd be right.
August 2022.
Did you guess right?
Yes.
Right after Phoenix. That was bad.
Right after Phoenix?
Yeah. Lows, bro. Lows. Fuck Lows. But no, Lows.
I figured.
The department store?
Yeah, fuck Lowe's, the department store.
I bought a stack switch from there today.
You are. Out of this house. Anyways, you know, I think it was probably from like August to December 31st. Those were the hard months. And then January 1st, I flipped the switch. Things are better. Things are good.
Damn, that's a long time.
Yeah, it was a long-ass time. You can see from my tweets. You can see from my crazy-ass sleep schedules. I don't know. I was a different guy, dude. Remember when I was going to the gym at like 4 in the morning and leaving at 8 a.m.? Mm-hmm. Bro, I was in the gym for like 4 hours every morning.
Yeah, do you remember that? The gym for many, many hours with like no food.
No sleep. Yeah, because I just instantly was like, hey, improve yourself. But then I started killing myself because I was just pushing myself too hard with no energy.
I think I remember you sending me a text being like, I've been at the gym for 3 hours or something.
I pulled a couple all-nighters.
At the gym?
Well, all nighters to the point where like I was gonna go to bed, and then I was like, "Oh, it's 4. I should just go to the gym." So,
damn.
Yeah, a couple of those. Cause, dude, sleeping got really hard too. Yeah. And I was low key suffering from insomnia in all of December. That was the worst of it all, dude. Can't believe I went like 48 hours with no sleep. Dude, it is like being fucked out of your mind when you're just off that little asleep, bro.
That's crazy.
Like we I went know. To when I was when I was with him, he went to Hurricane, and we came back, and that whole drive home felt like a fever dream. And I was just like zoning out in the seat because I was so tired.
I remember that was a weird drive.
That was terrible. Every time I laid down, it was like you said, it was just bad thoughts. Terrible things that I couldn't control that just kept coming. That would prevent me from falling asleep. And if I did fall asleep, it'd be a nightmare.
Been there.
As have I.
Yeah.
Sonya, no joke.
I had a note that I remember that note that I was writing in during that whole process on my phone.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I was still writing in that. And
did you delete that now?
Yeah. I deleted it recently, all of it.
Wow. I wanted to see what was in there.
It's gone now.
Damn it. Probably for the best.
Yeah.
Definitely for the best, but damn.
Moved on for sure.
Dude, I have so many notes in my phone. Because I use my notes at like a ton. And I was like looking through my notes, and there was some shit I did not want to see in there.
It's tough. It gets tough, dude.
I keep a lot of notes, but sometimes I just go back and delete.
I've like never deleted any of them. Like, I have notes on my phone from 8th grade.
No, dude. You really use the notes app.
I have like 500 notes.
I mean, I look and use it too.
I use it
to like track things, remind myself of things.
I literally, like, I have my anime list, but I still track anime in my notes.
The notes app's goated. That's how I was doing my workouts.
Tucker.
He's sleeping, dude. Don't wake him up.
Wake him up.
No.
Why? Don't
sleep.
Why? He's not tired. It's daytime.
He's just chilling. He's being chilling right now.
He's just taking a nap. He doesn't need to sleep right now.
What questions do you have or do we have for each other?
I don't know.
How old?
Were you lost your virginity?
14.
18.
14? Yeah, we've been here. I'm not proud of it. It happens.
I was 15.
Because I remember when it happened, I told you right after.
When was that?
December 24th, 2018.
Christmas Eve, baby.
It happened, and I picked my phone up, texted you, and I was like, dude, it happened. And you were like, dude, congrats! And I was like, hell yeah.
It's just like a middle school thing. It's like, congrats, dude.
Hell yeah. Dude, at the time, everybody was a virgin.
I mean, I was a virgin all the way up until senior in high school.
Damn, brother.
I think I was...
Damn.
I was
so white.
Easily the latest one in a friend group. I was the last person to lose virginity.
At least you didn't get your first kiss your senior year like Quentin did. Or maybe that was his junior. No, that was his senior.
Was
it?
Wow.
No, it was his junior. Yeah. He was still like 17, though. Hey, but respect the grind.
Hey, go hit the play.
You know what, too? He didn't just get his first kiss that night. He got multiple kisses.
Oh.
From multiple people.
Oh.
That's as far as I'll go.
What went down that night?
Dude, you should have been there. It was boys' night. Boys' night plus Kira.
Everyone go around and
kiss Kira. It was the prom group.
Promie edition?
Yeah.
That was a fun group chat of old times.
Dude, I was thinking about it when I was in Vegas. That was the first time I've been to Sam's dad's house in like 2.5 years. The last time I was there was with Quentin and Sam in September of 2020. And to put perspective on that, that's when Rent a Girlfriend was coming out, animated. Wow. And then before that, it was with you and him for spring break. And we kept reminiscing on that trip while we were there the whole time.
Really?
Yeah. They were like, remember when Alex ran into the bathroom and then we sprayed the fart spray under the door?
I wish I was there for that trip, dude. That would be...
Dude, it was so funny.
I'm the only one.
Which I know. Would have happened for sure.
Me and Sam were talking, like, next time we go, if we go again one more time before I leave, we'll bring you.
Yeah, I'll go too.
Like, we could do something in May before you leave and before I leave.
I'm like...
Yeah, and you can come too.
I'm free all of May. Until my trip.
Yeah.
So let's do something.
In May, we'll probably go again in the weekend.
Bet.
Dude, Lucky's like a little, like, tiny corn dog bite now. He's just, like, chubby as fuck.
He's fat now?
He's just, like, a big roll running around.
You know what his problem is when he gets mad at you? You don't say hi to him.
Oh, Sam said he hates you.
He does hate me.
Dude. He's like, dude, he, like, bite on sight. Like, he just runs up to him, starts biting.
It's because I didn't say hi to him. You have to go, hi, Lucky, when you walk in. Or he bites you.
Damn, stubborn ass dog.
Yeah.
Dude, I was chilling with him the whole time, but New was making his food once, and Sam came over and grabbed the bowl and pretended to eat it. He got so pissed. Lucky. He was like growling and jumping up on Sam and like biting at his ankles. He's like, argh!
Lucky's so spoiled in that house, dude.
He's Trey like their child.
Trey will kick you out before he kicks Lucky out.
It's like a child.
Yes.
Yeah, it is. He like eats at the dinner table with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously? In his own seat.
Yes, dude.
He goes with us to every place we go to.
He's a member of the family.
They have a bag for him that he sits in.
He's a service dog, so they can take him in everywhere.
Yeah.
What is he service?
News anxiety.
What's that what it is?
I think so.
Hey, fair enough. That's funny, though. That he's just always around. He's part of the family.
He's funny.
He's a fucking little bitch.
He's a personality.
I want to see him get mad at you.
Fuck that little motherfucker.
I want to meet Lucky, and we can create beef.
Dude, you will lose because Trey will whoop your ass.
Dude, and Trey, I forgot. Dude, he is so jacked.
He's ripped as hell.
I'm scared to see him. He would snap me in half.
With like a
dude, he feels very fatherly, though. Like, he reminded me of my dad when I was there.
Really?
Yeah. Like, when he saw me, like, he hugged me and stuff. Well, I was the first one to go to his house.
He's going to see me for the first time, punch me in the face.
What about Pussy?
Dude, he's eating. He's eating with Donald Trump.
He's eating with Donald Trump?
Yeah, he paid for it.
He paid for Donald Trump to eat?
Yeah. What, dude?
When?
Oh, back in, like, 2019, I think? 2018, maybe?
Do they have a good talk about business?
I don't know. I just think it's funny his dad's eating with the president.
Before he ran for president?
I think it was during his life, yeah. Like his presidency.
He got elected in 2018, didn't he?
No, 2016.
Damn.
Good
for Trey.
His real name isn't Trey, though.
Roger.
Is Roger.
He's the only one that calls him really his real name.
Who?
Hey, Roger.
We're always calling him Trey, and he calls him Roger. Yeah, he's
when
never
you talk to, when you guys been there and you talk to him, do you say, hey, Trey?
No.
Why do you call him Trey?
Because he said it once and it just stuck.
Yeah.
It's like, Trey.
The theater room, have you seen it new?
Yeah.
Like with the carpet on the walls and everything? Dude, it's so sick. It's awesome. So nice. Dude, that fucking projector they have, it's like 20 grand.
Damn!
Oh my gosh, how rich is his father?
Fucking rich. He's as wealthy, a dude. Bitch.
What does his dad do?
He made companies
and sold them.
Yeah, he's a businessman. He built up huge companies and sold them.
Damn. Goated.
He knows what he's doing.
Good for him.
I told you the Ferrari's gone, right?
No.
Dude, I never got to ride in it. And so Caden wanted to come, and we wanted him to come, but we decided on not because we thought we were going to drive the Ferrari around the whole time. It's only two seats.
Mm-hmm.
And we get there, gone. He bought a Porsche. Like a Porsche SUV. But we drove in it. It's pretty cool. But we were mainly like vibing in the Cadillac the whole time.
Cadillac's where it's at, though.
Yeah. The Cadillac is sick. Every time we'd go out, we'd push it to just feel that pull.
Ooh, yeah, feel it suck you back.
Yeah.
Tucker! Come here, Tucker! Yay!
He's awake. You woke him up. Hi. He's scared and awake.
You were touching him.
He wasn't moving, though. He's like a dead little baby.
I saw him moving.
Remy almost crashed Giacomo's truck.
Remy drove Giacomo's truck.
Yeah, what?
So remember when you almost crashed Giacomo's truck?
Oh, I thought you said Remy almost crashed.
You almost crashed Giacomo's truck?
Yes, dude.
Why were you driving his truck?
Me and Sam, we took fourth period, and we went four-wheeling in Giacomo's truck. And I'm like, all right, my turn, let me drive. And I get in, and it's a straight road on Warner Valley, right when you get in past the cattle guard.
Yeah.
And I go, all right, let's test it out. And I slam on the gas, and the back wheel starts spinning real hard, and I turn the wheel that way. It's a straight road, and we, boom, turn sideways. So I turn it back really hard, and we flip all the way around, and we're going straight through this. We turn that way, and this is the road. We go that way, right towards the fence, and I slam on the brakes, and we stop and stop, and right before I hit the fence, dude.
You sprawl all out for.
He's ready to get back.
That sounds like a funny time.
Dude, it was scary. I'm not allowed to try Giacomo's truck anymore.
There's a rule in the Peyton house.
In the Peyton house. Alex comes over. Giacomo's always like, don't drive my truck.
He doesn't even know.
I know. Giacomo doesn't know.
No.
He'll never know. Unless he watches the podcast.
Giacomo, no!
Giacomo, no.
But,
How were we at?
We are just about at an hour. We are at the hour mark.
Well, if you want me to get really deep, you're going to turn that camera off.
Well, guys, I want to hear Jackson get really deep, so I guess we're going to...
I'm going to grab Tucker by the leg and hold him up by one leg.
That,
as he wallows in pain, he's just...
Right, Tucker?
I'm going to grab him by the testicle and try to lift him up.
There's nothing there.
It's
an empty
bag.
Yeah, it's an empty sack.
An empty bag.
We got neutered. Anyways, this is episode 39. And we will see you guys
next time.